This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Question is, are you good, Doug? I have this habit. Victoria's happy to chastise me for eating on
I'm more concerned than chastising. You walk and talk and eat all at the same time, and it catches up with you often.
I think I'm. I think that's kind of a fabulous thing. I can walk, I can talk, and I can eat.
Well, but exactly. The problem is then you end up, you know, swallowing stuff and choking for an hour.
But who am I to judge? Because it's a common thing in
my
family.
We can all judge.
I can't walk, talk, and breathe at the same time.
Yeah, really? All right. Well, here we are. My leadership is once again being challenged by the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the world and its... lack of leadership is something that is very troubling to me. We don't seem to have, we think we need permission from everybody. The only person who doesn't need permission is Putin. Everybody else feels like, at least this is the way it looks, from the outside looking in. And I think that we have a real lack of strong leadership. And I don't mean dogmatic leadership, I mean just, and I'm talking about America even. I'm talking about the world. If you look around, there are no really... Who's the... Putin's getting all the attention because for better or for worse, and this is for worse, he's had the ability to sort of stand out. And the rest of the world, and maybe the leadership in China to a point. Now the Japanese leadership, I don't even know. I'm never good at pronouncing Japanese names anyway. But you look at what's going on with the Japanese and how they're putting the Russians in their place, it's really... kind of
I think that's why everybody's going around Zelensky, because for once we actually... you know, it's funny because I kind of think back, like, he... When I say I like... when I think there's something attractive... I think there's something attractive about... And I don't use alpha as, like, a terrible thing, because a lot of times I know, you know, it's toxic masculinity and it's, you know, all these things that go along. But there are something... There's something nice about someone with backbone. And I think the world is starving for it, which is
that's
why everybody's kind of hugged Zelensky and taken him in and started to admire him, because he actually has a backbone. And I would dare say is sort of that alpha male personality, I guess, in the good ways, not in the bad ways, that people are missing right now. There's just not that person.
I don't get alpha male vibes from him. I just get a real human being. And I think that it's so refreshing. He does not come across as a politician. He just comes across as someone, you know, that is worthy of being admired. He's someone who inspires people, which I think a good leader has to do that. And I think that, you know, I'm really in awe of him, and I think the rest of the world is too. You know, when
he protects people, I think that's what I look at, is that he's not afraid to get in and protect his people and fight
for being a, you know, a former comedian and an actor. Yeah. But actually, you know, now that the stuff is coming out, he won Ukrainians Dancing with the Stars. He won, he did, and he's a good dancer. He was in a comedy troupe. He was the voice of Paddington Bear, to dub it over into Russian. I mean, like, there are a lot of things that he's actually done and accomplished before he decided to get into politics.
So who do we have?
Granted, I'm sure he never thought this would be what he was signing up for.
Who do we have in America that would fill that role? Who do we have that's a popular entertainer, a populist, that could step into the role of president, that could really bring about a change? Somebody
Tom
like
Hanks?
That. Tom Hanks would probably...
Right? He started as a comedian, then an actor.
I don't know if he would bring people together. Maybe The Rock.
Well, The Rock to a point. He might be better at it. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, it's food for thought. I want to know how we can tell people who are listening to the program how we can give them advice or direction in supporting the people of Ukraine right now. I think we're all watching the violence. We see the news, and there are a lot of items, obviously, on social media. And I have said this many, many times when there have been circumstances like this that we could talk about helping those people. There are a lot of ways that you can help them, and there are a lot of ways that you'll make no impact because you're going to the wrong groups, if you will. So I'm going to make a suggestion or two here. Ladies, you can as well, please, if you want to focus on the some of these groups that will be helpful. The International Medical Corps, which is an organization that provides aid, mental health services. Those people there are apparently there now. You can donate online at their website. CARE International is another one, which is funding a lot of food and hygiene kits that are necessary. See, these are players that are there. Nobody pays any attention to them. Everybody's looking for guns. But these people are necessary as well because already, in terms of care, they've reached 4 million Ukrainians in the last week. The UN Children's Fund is another one that's always I've always been. They're the ones at Halloween, aren't they? Isn't it?
No, that's UNICEF.
UNICEF, okay, all right. Yeah.
UNICEF is UNICEF. I mean, UNICEF does good stuff, but it's one of those organizations where a lot of money is taken off the top to pay salaries and things like that. So UNICEF over couple of years has kind of been, I would say, downgraded in a lot of people's minds.
Well, anything connected to the UN, you're right about that. It's corrupt. The UN is corrupt. But, you know, I'm putting this out there because there may be others. I'm sure there are. Maybe, ladies, you found a couple of other examples. You know I do not support the Red Cross. So, you make your own decision when it comes to that organization. But I do think that there are a lot of them that you may not. I think if you just... if you just Google
I can give you two, right? Yeah, two that I've actually donated to over the last couple of days. World Central Kitchen, which is a charity I've been supporting for a while. That's all the chefs who get together with volunteers, and they are on the ground in times of crisis, and they are feeding people. They're right now in 10 different points around the Polish border, and as soon as people cross over, they're met with a hot meal. I cannot say enough good things about the organization. All the money goes right into supplies and the food. And so they will always, always get my money. They've been on the ground in Puerto Rico. They've been in Texas. They were down everywhere there's a storm, anywhere there's a disaster, World Central Kitchen mobilizes immediately. They're just the best. And then Bethany Frankel, a lot of people know her from Shark Tank and from The Housewives. She has her Be Strong Foundation. She has sent more than $10 million worth of supplies. And so they have baby stations. They have, all different needs, men, women, boys, girls. And they have these, like, kits of all kinds of stuff, like survival kits that they're handing out. And so, I think they're at maybe 12 or 15 different points now around the border. So there are so many really great on the ground, boots on the ground organizations that are there and making an impact. So there are so many. You don't have to do the Red Cross. I mean, you can do real. And World Central Kitchen is not a big organization. Be Strong is not a big organization. She just founded it a couple years ago. But they're both doing really great work.
Yeah. There are a lot of things, Jay, on social media that I've noticed, and I don't follow this as much as you do, but some of the things scream attention, please, and one of them is the criticism of how out of touch the SAG Awards were with the entertainers and the focus on the red carpet on what Gaga was wearing and all that other stuff. I don't know can you have one without the other or one with the other?
Lady Gaga even put a tweet or put an Instagram post out after the SAG Awards, and she said, obviously, we're all very aware and concerned about what's happening in Ukraine. I'm paraphrasing. But she said, we're entertainers, and we hope that we gave you 2 hours of entertainment. And you know what? I watched the SAG Awards from beginning to end, and it was a nice 2 hours of fun, lighthearted laughs, nothing political. It was just a nice night of, people need to just get off of it. You can't do more than one thing.
Had accessories that spoke for Ukraine, where whether it was a pin, like a blue and yellow ribbon that was pinned to their outfit.
Yep. I may be unpopular here, but I actually think the pandering, like turning buildings blue and yellow and stuff, is just crap. I mean, I don't know. I'm glad they just did the SAG Awards. Because here's the thing. These people...
many of these elected politicians are the reason that we're in this situation right now and are the reason that Ukraine is there. And so turning a building blue and yellow is worth nothing but the lights that it costs to turn the building blue and yellow. And so I think it's really interesting because there are a lot of people who I think jump on and they want to turn their profiles blue and yellow and all this stuff. What did you do leading up to that? I mean, have you been engaged? Have you been studying what your vote may have done to create this situation? I don't know. I mean, have you looked at the world leaders who have done really nothing to help the situation? To me, it's all very frivolous
when people get it. You know what I mean?
Turning City Hall blue and yellow. Good for you. What have you, you know, I mean, just a little.
But to be devil's advocate, though.
Yeah.
Every state is now actually taking action against Russia. Every state in the United States has, I mean, in New Jersey, they're doing a review to see if anybody who has a pension fund is invested in any Russian company and they're divesting immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to me, that is they're pulling. Right, but you can do both. You can do both. And they're pulling Russian vodka from the shelves and all the liquor stores. I mean, all of New York State signed an emergency declaration yesterday that no one in the state of New York is allowed to have any business dealings with Russia.
What
companies
Putin
in New York are scrambling right now.
Everything in his country is being destroyed.
Yeah, it
everything.
Is. Every
but
aspect
I was gonna
of it.
Equate the, this may not roll over well, but when I listen to Jennifer, as fluently as she describes things, as I'm listening to her talk about what a bunch of phony baloney stuff that
is. No one likes an empty gesture, right?
I'm kind of agreeing with her. But the
I
other
agree,
empty
too,
gesture,
as long as it's not, back, if it's not that, backed up with
that
something.
That you see in America are people riding around with flags coming out of mm-hmm. their pickup trucks and stuff like that. Or somebody says, I'm a patriot because I carry and put a flag on my car. No, no, no. That's not what it is. And that I find... I don't know if I find it offensive. I just find it silly, frankly. Anyway, we've got the, I've never pronounced this right. FIFA
and UEFA.
Okay. They've banned the Russian national teams and clubs
finally.
From all of the World Cup and other European competitions.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL has taken all the Russian players and sent them home. Get
no.
lost. Yes.
NHL didn't do that.
Yeah, they did. They suspended business ties with Russia, and they told the Russian players they couldn't play. You didn't see that? The Canadian, I think more of them are playing in Canadian teams, but yeah. And that's...
I have not heard the NHL sending Russian players home, but we'll have to look that up.
Yes, of course. It's time to fact check on the DJV program at 18 after the hour. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people are going to help you navigate their wide selection. Find just the right wiper blade for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. See better and drive safer with the new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
no, no, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's take a rest for a moment or two from Ukraine stuff and talk about what's really important on social media, whether it be Twitter or Instagram, facebook.com/DJV show. I was brokenhearted, I think it was last week or the week before, when Jay told us about Jason Momoa and his wife, Lisa Bonet, splitting. It was. I didn't sleep that night, Jay. So I'm glad this is going to set that. Well, thank you for
the
that voter
encouragement. The devastation was real.
Yeah, God, it was horrible. Mm. Now they fixed it. So what are they doing?
That post that they had originally sent out has now been deleted, where they say that they're parting ways, they're going to let each other live their life. There were rumors from quote-unquote sources close to the couple that had said it was just kind of a difference of lifestyles they wanted. He wanted to travel, she wanted to stay at home. But that now deleted post is gone because apparently, according to another close source, or a source close to the couple, he's moved back in and they are giving the relationship another go.
They pulled their post down and wrote, "Just kidding."
Yeah,
I like them together.
I did too.
I was bummed when they split.
Plus, also, whenever there's a celebrity couple and one of the celebrities is like, "That was my teenage crush," like before I became a celebrity too, that person was my celebrity crush, and then they actually end up together. I just always think that's kind of like a real life fairy tale romance situation.
Unless it ends up like Scientology for Katie
Holmes.
Well,
yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Most of the time,
forget.
It can have a good outcome.
Oh, I just...
Escaping in the tunnels late at night.
I just looked up Ned Eisenberg, and I never... You know, he's one of those actors that you never remember their name, but when you see their face, he died. I mean, this guy, he's only 65, too.
He'd been battling cancer.
Yeah. He was every Law and Order that ever existed, this guy was on. And so he's passed away at the age of 65. That's lousy. Too bad. All right. Anyway, The continuing focus on Bob Saget, and apparently Full House, they had a reunion.
They're going to. Hasn't happened
they
yet.
Are. When are they going to have it?
I don't have it in front of me anymore, but it's one of those conventions, and they're going to be
It's in Hartford in March, later on this month. Here it is, yeah.
Do you know how much money celebrities can make at those conventions? I mean, tens of thousands of dollars. It's so crazy.
Yeah, anyway. So there's that to look forward to.
There were other shows on that list, too, that are going to be there reuniting. It's the Full House cast.
Yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch,
right.
Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, those huge, huge shows.
Yeah. Big time. Make a few bucks there, boys and girls. Jennifer Lopez and Jimmy Fallon. What happened to Bennifer? It's now Jimmy and Jennifer. What happened here, Jay?
Just for a project, they're writing a bilingual children's book, Con Pollo, a bilingual playtime adventure. This is her first children's book and his fifth or sixth. I think it's going to be his sixth, his fifth one. Jimmy Fallon's fifth children's book is coming out. Jennifer Lopez isn't new to being an author, though. She's already a New York Times bestseller for her memoir, True Love. But they've been, apparently, like, they're really good friends, and they've been wanting to work together for a while. And since they're both parents, they're kind of like, let's do this. Let's do a children's book.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I think Jimmy Fallon is overexposed. But you could say that, I suppose, about J-Lo, too, right? In a manner of speaking. So does Ben not like to write?
See, Ben writes movies.
He's just staying in his lane.
Right. No children's books for him. No drinking and boozing up. In that world. Okay, good. Well, that's nice to know. Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Five are dead in a shooting that took place at a California church. Among the deceased are three children under the age of 15 and their father, who is not only the suspect, but also turned a gun on himself. Sergeant Rod Grassman with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office tells television station KTXL that there is no threat to the general public.
It seems that they all knew each other. This was not a random sort of shooting. At this point, the information that I have was a more domestic, violent sort of situation.
The shooting happened early Monday evening in the main sanctuary of the church in Sacramento. The investigation is underway. Mixed day on Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the Nasdaq was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A huge Russian military convoy dozens of miles long is approaching the capital, Kyiv. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News says China's support has given Putin the confidence to invade his neighbor.
Yeah, well, he never would have done this had he not felt that China, to some extent, would be there to help buffer the pain of it. There's no doubt about it. In fact, he moved a bunch of troops from the far east of Russia, something they'd never done before, because, as you know, China claims Siberia belongs to them, so there's always been a strong Russian military presence there. Nobody knows what happens here next, but some things are becoming pretty obvious, and you can see it from the commercial imagery you're talking about here tonight. It's pretty clear now that what's happening is a massive Russian force is pushing in from the north. They're going to try to take the western part of Kyiv, and the reason being that all these supplies that we keep talking about, everything that we're providing and other countries are providing, it has to come over from the west. So if they can cut Kyiv off of those supplies, it begins to really deteriorate the city's standing. And once they've got Kyiv encircled, then I think you're going to see a medieval-type siege. You know, and that means, you know, people starving. They're hoping the government will collapse or surrender or capitulate. And then they can install some sort of puppet government, which has been his goal the whole time. So that's clearly the aim they have. Obviously, the Ukrainians have fought a lot harder and more effectively than we anticipated. Their spirits are very high. So they still have a chance to disrupt this. But this is clearly what they're planning to do. And as you've seen from the imagery being shown, what they're bringing down from the north is a massive, massive show of force.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34, after the hour here on the DJV program, with Liberty and Justice for All. Yes, the DJVs are here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Maximum focus on things that are of import. I guess the fate of Mr. Cuomo, Victoria, proves to be correct. I think all of you have said in one way or another you've thought that Cuomo would
come back.
No, I've
been predicting this comeback for a couple months now? Yeah.
So,
only just based on his patterns of what he's doing in New York City. There are certain restaurants, it's like in L.A., right? You go to certain restaurants, you know the paparazzi is going to be there, you know your picture will be taken. In New York, it's not about paparazzi, it's just about other New Yorkers seeing you. And he has been very visible out and about. He had lunch with the current mayor, Mayor Adams. He has not gone away. If anything, he has been staging a comeback, and now he's taken the next step.
Which is to be all over TV with with ads, politics
he
versus
was a victim.
The law.
Yeah. He was a victim of politics, they say.
He is positioning it as this was a hack job by Letitia James, who is the Attorney General in New York.
Yeah.
Her response, her office's response was, the only thing Andrew Cuomo has proven himself to be is a serial sexual harasser and a threat to women in the workplace. No TV ad can change that. Yeah, I think a lot of people do feel exactly that way. But then, I don't know, maybe there are some... maybe there's some other Cuomo fans still out there. I don't know. I think it's way too soon for him to be doing this. But I also think he's going to run for governor again.
Jeepers, girl. Isn't that something?
Well, look, stranger things have happened, right? Marion Barry down, right? Marion Barry was the mayor of D.C.
He's a
drug addict. He's like,
my favorite of all time, Buddy Cianci up in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
That guy, I want a TV movie about him and his pie.
But I wouldn't surprise, and I would actually think that he probably thinks he's on a bench for a presidential candidate for Democrats, too. So... I don't know. I don't think that he is.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that he is, look, he's got a very healthy ego. All these people who get into public office too. So of course they think they can get back in. And I think multiple things can be true at once. He could have committed indiscretions with women. Certainly I think the nursing home scandal is way bigger a deal. And then Letitia James is also an axe grinder. So I think they can all be right, but,
a perfect storm.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, right? In a sense.
Well, yeah, okay. We don't know what his comeback is for, but we just know he's spent a lot of money from his campaign account, and this is a 30-second ad that's going to be on TV. It's on digital. It's everywhere. So this is going to be – he's definitely making a play for something. We just don't know what yet.
You know, talking about politicians, the new mayor of Boston is a lady named Michelle Wu, and she has been since she was in the city council – I never pay much attention to it because I don't pay much attention to Boston politics. I knew Marty Walsh, and that was as far as it went. I've known a few Boston mayors. It wasn't for any reason other than just crossing paths with them socially with some other folks that I know. And in this circumstance, most of the people outside of the city didn't pay much attention to the election campaign. I know I looked at a few ads, and I followed a little bit, and I said, okay, well, I'd like to see her. Be the next mayor of Boston, and it wasn't Michelle Wu. She has cut herself a path that's pretty similar to the recent mayors of Los Angeles. Already, she has done some crazy, stupid, unbelievable things. She's done the stuff with unions in the city, with school committee stuff and what's going on in the schools. And so a lot of people, Boston has been noted, has a strong legacy of activism. And so a lot of people who don't like her already are marching outside of her house. And there's something about that. As much as I might not have voted for her, something's got to be off limits.
Yeah, I agree.
And so
if you're the mayor of Boston, do you get like a house to live in? Like if you're the mayor of New York, you get Gracie Mansion.
No. No, you live in your own
house. Yeah, the mayor of L.A. gets a house, and they protest there a lot.
Yeah, do they? And what do they protest?
Different groups. Sometimes you have people who say he's not doing enough for climate change. Sometimes you have people who say he's too liberal on crime. Some people, everybody's got an axe to grind with him, and so they all show up on his front yard.
Well,
but I think that's different because it's the public house, and so for me,
that would make sense. If it's a private house. And also, the following people into bathrooms, is that still happening? Because that definitely happened.
Didn't Marjorie Greene do that with AOC, chase her into the bathroom?
No. There was someone who chased Kristen Sinema into the bathroom.
And I think there was a gentleman who was chasing in the bathroom as well. Now I can't remember who, but it's happened more than once.
A gentleman chased Marjorie Greene into the bathroom?
No. A guy politician who I can't remember now.
Okay.
But anyway, but Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC would only argue with each other in front of cameras, not in private bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But with the Boston thing, though, I think, what she's proposing it feels like it's too lenient. She said from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. people can protest, but it's a private neighborhood, so all of her neighbors are subjected to this.
Yeah, the
and
same
kids
thing.
And it's not right. fair. It really
no.
isn't. It's so and but even I thought that was pretty nice to, for her to even say 9 p.m. I mean, kids are go to bed at 7 o'clock, you know, 7:30 if they're young. It just, I don't know, 9 p.m. feels like even that.
She got elected, and there are a lot of people who think there was a lot of questioning things with regard to the ballot. There were a lot of little things that Boston is notoriously political and corrupt city, much
well,
like
protest
Chicago.
Protest her office, you know, like stand outside her office yeah. and annoy her. But don't take down the whole neighborhood.
That isn't why I said that, though, Victoria. What I'm saying is that, however, what there was a lot of question, or there were, plural, questions about ballot box irregularities, who could vote, who did vote. You know, maybe it's just the sore loser syndrome. But there, I don't remember it being quite as controversial as it is now. And again,
COVID loosened up a lot of voting laws. And so there was a lot of opportunity for, whether it happened or not, there
funny
was opportunity
stuff.
For people to do funny business, right?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the reason that I made mention of it is because the two cities that I spend the most time in, or in proximity to, Boston and Los Angeles, both have crack-a-doodles for mayors. I think that's probably the bottom line from my reading of or rendering of this. Derek Jeter went into the offseason talking about the Miami Marlins spending more money on contracts, figuring out ways to contend with the future. The Marlins' focus, his focus, now apparently has changed because he left, right? He's no longer with
Yeah, this was a surprise announcement. He's not even a shareholder anymore. He cashed out his, I think he only had like 25% or something like that, but he cashed that out and he's no longer the CEO and he just quit immediately.
Right.
So something definitely was happening.
So did it have anything to do with spring training and all of the stuff going on with bargaining? Was that a part of it?
Whatever happened training with that? They didn't meet the deadline, so now the season is going to be shortened this year no matter how... Wow. Quickly, they can come up with a deal. The season.
So, whenever, what do people who do this sort of thing, whether it's in sports or otherwise, when you go on strike and you lose time on the job, it really, in my experience, looking at the thing from the outside to the inside, you never really get back what you've lost. So, if they're not going to play and they're not going to be able to, they haven't come to a contract settlement by the time the season's supposed to begin, which is basically a month from today. Then what's accomplished by all of this? What are you, so you're going to deprive people of the opening day, the opening week,
because
maybe the opening month?
Everybody is still getting paid. They don't have to work. And
who's
so
getting paid? The baseball
the players
are gonna get
eventually
paid if they're
will.
On strike, if they're on
but
strike.
They'll get played retroactively when they come back. The owners will still get paid. They'll miss out on some, they'll probably miss out on some money because they won't have the stadiums open. But it stinks because the people that lose are the fans, for sure. And the people who want something, that distraction of baseball.
Yeah, it's a distraction. Spring starts, people are sick of the winter, and the next thing they think about after the first day of spring is baseball. Let's play baseball.
That's what I always
think. Let's play ball. Right? What?
I'm just laughing because baseball means nothing to me, so that's why, that's what I always think. As soon as March 1st hits, baseball.
Yeah, I don't pay attention until October.
Well, I don't know that I'm a big sports fan, as you know. But
I love this time of year. I love going to spring training. I've gone the last, 5 or 6 years, I think, to spring training, minus last year because of COVID. But I love it. I look forward to the start of baseball. It's a bummer that it's not going to start.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you going to do? You have a lot of people who have a lot of money at stake. And I don't even... Honestly, I'm not on any side. I understand what the players are saying. I understand that the owners are in business, but get back to the sport. You know, you play for the fans. The reason that anybody has any money at all is because people show up and buy jerseys. So serve them a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I was chuckling, Jennifer, this would mean something to you and me, my thinking, when I saw that the bars and liquor stores were dumping Russian vodka. The local bar here took some bottles out back and smashed them on the driveway as
good.
A statement.
Tito's
obviously.
Is better anyway.
But But I was thinking about, do you remember
when
Ed...
Russian brand of vodka?
Smirnoff. Is it Smirnoff? Stoli and Smirnoff and, all of those.
Right.
They're
terrible.
The cheap
vodka.
Ones that are like pop off, which like $4 for...
I don't like Russian vodka. I'm a vodka drinker, but I do not like Russian vodka.
Really?
It's just, I don't think it's that good.
Why do you drink vodka?
It
doesn't
have
any taste to it.
Yeah, it does.
Does?
Of course.
What does it taste like?
Vodka.
It is relatively neutral as far as the alcohols go, though, with flavor. So you can, like, mix it.
Okay. I fell right into that
one.
Thank you very much. Okay. No, the reason that I brought it up is because I remember my late Jennifer got close to Ed as well. Ed McMahon, in the last 10 years of his life, and I, we became good friends. And he was friends with a lot of people on radio, but there was something about the time when I would go visit him at his house and bring Charlotte with me. We had the reason I'm telling you the story is because I remember one day going over there, yes, and bringing him a McDonald's chocolate shake. Jennifer's happy to remind me that I brought those over because
I think that's sweet because he liked it. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think that's awesome.
Anyway,
he also was very plain, only turkey sandwiches with mustard. That was it. That was his go-to order.
Right, yeah. So he had somebody came to him and wanted his name on a new brand of vodka.
McMahon Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, perfect, yeah. So he asked me when I was over there one day if I would taste it. And I looked at him. I said, you know I don't drink.
Why would
he said, yeah, yeah.
That?
But I want you to tell me what you think it tastes like. So I tasted it, and I said, it doesn't taste like anything. And I don't know. I just asked Victoria.
His vodka what was it actually taste? Really good. It was really
sweet.
He did have his own vodka?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. At McMahon's Perfect Vodka, yeah. It was, I was actually at the launch party in Las Vegas for it. It was really, it was cool, mm-hmm. and it was a good vodka, and it was a pretty bottle.
Yeah, it was a pretty bottle. I remember that.
Yeah, I think we still have some somewhere.
Have you? I'm not surprised. You guys, what is the equivalent of being a schmaltier with vodka? Is there such a thing? Schmaltier?
I don't know, but I don't like the tone of your voice. It's a full bottle that you keep as a collector's item. You should have one, too.
Oh.
You don't. Suck
up. 48 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now, with our focus on your health and well-being, time for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a Nuka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is attended by hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions. Well, maybe that's an exaggeration, but the rest of it isn't. It is a very popular stop for people who have aches and pains. And I will tell you, I wish I were there with you so I could see you every day, because after falling down on the ice 10 days ago, I have not been able to escape the pain. I've had local chiropractic. I've had acupressure. I've gone almost every day. I'm seeing somebody different. And I'm trying to remember back, because I know you and I were together 11 years ago when I ripped out the muscles around my rotator cuff. Yep. On the other side. And I don't know, you probably don't remember that because you treat so many people, but at any rate, it fixed it. But now what was the left shoulder where the muscles are separated and torn has affected the right shoulder because everything over there is aching too. So I'm not sure. What do you do and what do you tell patients when they come to see you when it's obvious that the pain is being transferred? Is that the right term even?
Referred.
What's the term?
Referred.
It's referred
pain. Yeah,
okay.
Referred pain.
Why does that happen?
Well, even the best neurologists who've been studying this for decades aren't really sure why. Why does a heart attack refer pain down the left arm? You know, mm-hmm. Why does a gallbladder attack refer pain back underneath your right shoulder blade? Rather than in the area where these actual problems are located. We don't know, Doug. I have researched this for some time myself. It's just that when we know that when people complain of pain in this spot or that spot where there hasn't been an injury,
yeah,
like your left shoulder now suddenly starting to hurt where you didn't injure the shoulder, The thing that from my point, when I try to do a diagnosis on that, I know that all the nerves to your shoulder come out of your neck. They don't come out of the spine anywhere else. They come out of the nerve roots in the neck, mm-hmm. in the cervical spine. So when pain starts moving around, if it moves around, then it's gone. It's just because the body is just reestablishing its balance point. But if it shows up somewhere else and it stays there, and there wasn't an injury to like you fell directly on your shoulder on the ice, then I start looking at the spine and the nerve roots. Did you damage a disc? You know, did you tear a ligament?
My back doesn't hurt. Nothing.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. Yeah. It doesn't have to. The issue is that if we start putting pressure on nerve roots, wherever those nerves go is where you're going to feel the pain, mm-hmm. even though you may not feel it at the origin of the nerve. Usually the origin of a nerve root isn't really what senses the pain. It's where those nerves go and then splinter out like a river that will open up into a delta. Where those nerves open up for their sensory input to the brain is usually where you sense the pain, even though the problem is upriver with pressure on the nerve roots. So when you fell on the ice and banged the right side, you disturbed something in the neck that may call for a new x-ray.
Well, I've had x-rays done, but not to the neck. X-rays have been done on the other side.
Well, they'll take x-rays of your shoulder. Yeah, that's the medical approach.
Right, yeah.
Go look for the source of the pain where you're feeling it, which sometimes is the case, especially if you fractured something.
It's very interesting you say that, because I went to a conventional, a very good friend of mine and neighbor is an orthopedic guy, and so when I have something like this happen, I call him, and he sets me up at the office, and I go down and see these people, and they, you know, I'm just reflecting now on the two conversations I've had with this doctor. Both of them have to do with, if the pain doesn't go away, we'll have to go in and operate. And I said, well, I had the same sort of experience on the other side, and I fixed it with chiropractic and with acupuncture, and they don't want to hear it.
No, they don't, because they don't understand it.
No, they haven't been trained.
No, they have no training.
Go, you know, and she offered me pain pills, and I said, no, I'm going to take a leave or something like that, because I'm not interested in doing the pain stuff. But also somebody recommended Tai Chi. What do you know about Tai Chi?
Well, it's a Japanese exercise, mm-hmm. and it moves all the joints, and it moves the joints through their range of motion in kind of a dance, like a slow dance kind of motion.
Yeah.
That has proven, you know, especially the older we get, the less likely we are to move our joints and keep the joints lubricated. Actually, the movement of a joint is what keeps the joint a joint. A hormone is released when you move a joint that keeps it slippery and lubricated and healthy. And the more sedentary we become, as some people tend to do as they get older, not you, of course, you're still a farmer, but most people our age tend to have less and less movement. And so ligaments get tighter, joints get more fixed.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.